You are Locked On Clemson, your daily podcast on the Clemson Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Clemson Nation, what is up? Welcome to the Locked On Clemson Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. That's right, 5 days a week. It's a daily glance into the Clemson Tigers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. It's going to be a wild episode coming off a wild weekend in which Clemson did not even play a football game. That's the biggest storyline right out of the gate. Going to get right to that coming up very short with what Coach Sweeney had to say about the postponement of Florida State and Clemson on Saturday. Also, going to get to what's next. What's the next step? What happens now that this game was called on Saturday morning? What does it mean for the Tigers moving forward? What does it mean for this rivalry? And what's going to end up happening with these two teams in 2020? And then finally, the biggest storylines of the week. Going to break that down for you and let you know what Clemson is going to be going up against with Pitt. And of course, the big story will continue to be this Florida State saga. I'm your host, Brad Sinkoff. You can follow me on Twitter at Brad Sinkoff. That's S-E-N-K-I-W. I am the co-host of the Press Box on 105.5 The Roar in Clemson. I'm also the deputy editor at allclemson.com, where I also write and provide daily updates into Clemson athletics. Here on this episode today, not going to waste any time, get right to the big news. It's a Monday. Usually this is a time when I'm giving you inside the box score and I'm giving you my three things that stood out or that were learned from Clemson's game on Saturday. So here's how things went for me. Woke up about 9:30-ish, I guess it was, Saturday morning, trying to sleep in a little bit, as I never get to do that during the week. So I tried to get a little extra, catch a couple extra Z's on Saturday morning. Knew that I needed to be up and ready to go when Clemson released their availability report, which was going to come out probably around 10:30. So I made sure I was up in ample time. And as soon as I opened my eyes, I just thought, why don't I just take a look at my phone, make sure all things are right with the world. They weren't. Immediately, I see the news that the game has been called. I mean, it came out literally seconds after I opened my eyes, or maybe before I opened my eyes, I should say. And I jumped out of the bed and started trying to track this story down. What was going on? What happened? Why did this game get postponed? Why won't it? Can these two medical staffs not come to an agreement? And the more I looked into it, you know, it was backing some of the things you were hearing on ESPN Game Day and you were seeing from national media on Twitter. Yes, a player did test positive for Clemson in the Friday round of testing. He was immediately quarantined and sent home when they found out about it on Saturday morning. Clemson was to the point where they had already set up the sidelines. They already had their trainers and their staff there, getting everything to go on the sideline with all the equipment. They had already had their team breakfast. They had had their team meetings, their final position meetings, and they were getting their last few moments to just kind of chill and hang out at the hotel before they boarded the bus, and that's when they got the call. They found out right before leaving, probably within maybe 30 minutes or so before they were supposed to head out to Tallahassee, and they were in Tallahassee, but they head out to the stadium to take on Florida State. The Seminoles would not agree to play the game. They met with Clemson's medical staff. They went over all the protocols and guidelines. Clemson told them they had a player who tested positive on Friday. No other tests at all came up positive on Clemson's roster. That was confirmed by Clemson AD Dan Radakovich on Sunday night, and it looked like then that Clemson was in the clear. Clemson met every single protocol. And Sweeney was adamant about that. The people I talked to inside the program were adamant about that. Dan Radakovich was very adamant about that. Clemson did nothing wrong in terms of the guidelines and the protocols that the ACC set up and put in place. They went through every tiny detail that they were supposed to go. And as Coach Sweeney said on Sunday night, if you have one positive test on Friday, nowhere in their agreement when they met through from March through August, nowhere in their agreements and their protocols did they come to a consensus that a game would be canceled because of one positive test on a Friday. Still, Florida State refused to play the game. They did not want to put their players at risk, according to their official releases and statements. The ACC sort of stayed out of it, which I'm a little confused about. They sort of let these teams kind of go back and forth bickering over about playing. ACC really had no true say in it. Coach Sweeney said he had not talked to Commissioner John Swofford, and he didn't know if Radakovich had, and he left it at that. But Coach Sweeney was very, very fiery on Sunday night, and he pointed the finger quite squarely at Florida State's administration. Coach Sweeney not mincing words whatsoever as he tried to explain to the media what happened. Here's a quote from Coach Sweeney. Quote, "If the standard of play was zero positive tests, then we would have never had a season. This game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. And to be honest with you, I don't think it has anything to do with their players. I have no doubt that their players wanted to play and would have played. And the same with the coaches. To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game." End quote. Strong words there, as Coach Winnie made it very clear who he thinks is to blame for this. Again, he feels like his team did every single thing possible. He agreed to all of the guidelines and protocols before the season, and he met every one of those. He expected the game to be played. So why did Florida State not want to play? That's the million-dollar question. There's been no answers given. Florida State won't really say anything, and I think that's wrong. I think they should be more transparent and should be clear, because if they are going back on the agreed protocols and guidelines, you need to answer why. You need to explain what you're doing. And I think that's what's upset Coach Sweeney. He's trying to make sense of it, because he said they didn't give him an excuse. They didn't give him a reason. They just said they weren't comfortable playing the game because the player tested positive. They didn't want to take the chances of infecting their entire team. That's not the first time this has happened. Trevor Lawrence tested positive back the week of the Boston College game. BC still made the trip and played. Sweeney said there have been other instances in this league where players have tested positive on a Friday and the game has still been played on Saturday. He said that's why testing is in place for Friday, for this entire reason, so that this doesn't happen and that you don't halt a game. But Florida State absolutely refused to play, disputed the game, and would not take the field, would not take on Clemson. And he brings up a great point. If Clemson's going to travel all the way down there, why is the game not a forfeit? If Clemson met everything they were supposed to meet to play the game and their players were ready to go and they were healthy, and by all accounts, the ACC was fine with this game taking place, then why is the game postponed? Why is it just not called a forfeit? Because that's what it is. That's what it is, folks. Florida State didn't want to play the game. Their reasoning? I don't know. Were they banged up? Yes. Have they been ravaged by injuries and opt-outs and everything else? Sure. But Coach Sweeney doesn't think that's the problem. Something else is going on here. I don't know if we're going to find out that anytime soon or not. Coming up next, going to give you some thoughts on what happens now. What do they play this game? Is there a reason to play this game? What happens if they don't? I'll examine all of those things coming up. Well, that was a weekend. Boy, maybe you didn't feel like you had a chance to completely unwind, completely hit the reset button, and get ready for what's next. Why not enjoy some football tonight with the best thing that goes with football? An ice cold Coors Light. It is the beer that is literally made to chill. It's ice cold filtered, ice cold lagered, ice cold packaged. It's everything to chill. Sit back, pairs great with football. It's a way to continue to unwind. You want something as cool and crisp as the Colorado Rockies. There's just something so refreshing about that, and that feeling of just, that's what you get with an ice-cold Coors Light. So go to get.coorslight.com. That's get.coorslight.com. Have it delivered directly to your door so you can drink the beer that's literally made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coming up tomorrow on Locked On Clemson Podcast, we're talking about the players' reaction to finding out they would not be playing Florida State on Saturday. You know, it's not hard to understand why Coach Sweeney was so fired up on Sunday night when he met with the media for the first time since the cancellation / postponement of the Florida State game. And I'm using those words interchangeably right now. The word that he likes to use is cancel. And I'll get into more about that in just a moment. But first and foremost, doesn't it feel like this is going to cause some sort of rift between these two sides here? Florida State's administration taking it upon themselves. You know, Mike Norvell, the head coach, he went on ESPN and said, hey, look, we wanted to play the game. We had every intention of playing the game. The players, the coaches, the staff, everybody was prepared to go play the game until they weren't. And so it sounds like this was a decision that was made above his head. Maybe not, you know, I don't know if he was lobbying for it or not. Am I going to say that he was or that he wasn't? But we don't know. And what we do know is these two medical staffs simply could not agree. That's what Coach Sweeney said. That's what Athletic Director Dan Radakovich had to say about this. He said that Clemson did everything in its power to play this game. They offered to stay there in Tallahassee an extra day, have everybody tested, try to play later that night if they could on Saturday night. If not, try to get the game in on Sunday. And Florida State wouldn't have it. They said no. They didn't feel safe. They just weren't going to go through with it. And this is a big-time rivalry. I know it hasn't been huge in terms of national relevancy and ACC relevancy over the last few years, as Florida State's really taken a tumble. I talked about that last week. But this game still matters. You know, even if Clemson's favored by 35 points on the road, and it's just such a bad look from an optics standpoint. As Coach Winnie said, he thinks COVID had nothing to do with this. That simply just makes Florida State look like quitters. They wanted to avoid a beatdown. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm telling you what it looks like, what the perspective is going to be, and what the narrative is going to be moving forward with this. Some people, yeah, okay, they'll take Florida State at their word that they didn't want to play this game because of COVID. But this has happened in other games, and Florida State didn't want to play this. This has happened to Clemson. This happened to other teams in the ACC where somebody's tested positive on a Friday. It just doesn't make enough sense and can't get any answers right now out of Florida State. So I think there is going to be a fractured relationship here moving forward between the athletic departments. How great that turns out to be or how large that turns out to be, I don't know. I don't know. But there's going to be a rift here. And I can guarantee you when Coach Winnie gets a chance to play Florida State, he doesn't forget. And he certainly challenged Florida State's administration and their decision. So what's next? What happens now? Do we still see Florida State and Clemson play this year? Well, that's the problem. We're not really sure. We don't really know yet because Clemson is very adamant about the fact that they shelled out $300,000 to make the trip down to Tallahassee, only to be told it's not going to be played. So their response is, we're not coming back on our own dime. Coach Sweeney said Sunday night, if Florida State wants to play this game, they can either pay for Clemson to come down there to Tallahassee, the whole $300,000, or they can come to Death Valley and spend their money on the trip like Clemson did theirs. And right now, the open date for this game will be December 12th, and the ACC has been scrambling as of late to try to fill some holes and fill some gaps in the scheduling. And in fact, they announced last week that Duke and Wake Forest will be the first game that won't be played at all in this league, and there may be a couple others coming shortly, potentially Florida State and Clemson. I mean, I could easily see these two teams saying, nope, we're not playing this game. I know Clemson doesn't want to play the week before Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame's going to have to play as well. But if Clemson makes the ACC championship game, they want to be fully rested and fully healthy and ready to go. And I don't know if they're going to, you know, be adamant about trying to play this game and getting it in. Does it really do them any good? You can also argue that maybe this cancellation or this postponement, again, using those interchangeably, but they're different words and meaning, maybe this helps Clemson. Gives them another week to get healthy, didn't have to put anybody at risk, no Tyler Davis, no Mike Jones Jr., Matt Bockhorst, all these guys who were trying to get back into playing shape. Maybe they get another week now to heal and rest up and be ready to go coming up here on Saturday against Pitt. Maybe that's the case, and maybe it pays off for Clemson down the road to try to get healthy. It's another week of no game where James Skousy can get back on the field. So if the game's made up on December 12th, I'm taking Coach Sweeney at his word here. He's serious about this. Clemson's not going back to Tallahassee. If the ACC or the Florida State administration wants to step in and put forward some funds to get Clemson back down there, I think they'll gladly go. But I don't foresee Clemson, I don't foresee any of those things happening. So right now, does this game get played? I think it's hard to say yes. I think it's really difficult to think that this game ends up happening. And if it doesn't, can Clemson still make the ACC title? Yes, they can. because they hold the tiebreaker over Miami. So if the Hurricanes end up one game better than Clemson in the standings because they played one more game, that does not decide who represents in the ACC championship game. Notre Dame fully on its way right now to making it. Now, they got to beat North Carolina this week. But if they have one spot, that second spot would go to Clemson because it goes to head-to-head first. And Clemson rolled Miami earlier this year. So Clemson would get the nod. So there's not an issue where if Clemson doesn't play this game against Florida State, they can't get in. No, the rules don't say that. The problem, though, is what happens if another game gets called, whether it's Pitt this week or potentially the Virginia Tech game on December 5th. If that were to happen, now Clemson's in trouble because that rule only holds true if you're within one game. So if you have two less games than your opponent, then head-to-head wouldn't be a factor. So clearly Clemson needs to get in these final two regular season games, and whether they play Florida State or not, who knows. So implications long-term. It keeps Trevor Lawrence from getting back on the field. That's tough. He needs to be back out there. He needs his name being mentioned in the Heisman circles. He needs to get back on the field and get into a rhythm. Now he's got to set another week. We're going to do a whole month without seeing Trevor Lawrence on a football field. That is mind-blowing. And then also, you know, in terms of the playoff committee and whether Clemson getting that stuff doesn't matter. If Clemson wins the ACC and has one loss, and that one loss was avenged in the ACC title game with Notre Dame, Clemson's fine. They're in. I don't think there's any issue there. The committee is not going to penalize the Tigers for not getting to play a game when they were favored by 35 points over a Florida State team that had absolutely nothing to play for in this game. I just cannot imagine in this year of COVID that's going to be held against them. Coming up next, how about some storylines for this week? What's everybody going to be talking about here on Thanksgiving week with Clemson taking on Pitt in Saturday's big game for the Tigers now that this one got set back against Florida State? I'll tell you more about that coming up. The health-conscious guy, always making sure he puts the right thing in his body at the right time, and everybody loves to get that extra boost of protein, help you feel better, give you the energy to get through the day. That's great, but they also want to taste good. You want to know that what's going on in your body is good for you, but it's also extremely delicious. Get something like the Built Bar. It tastes like a candy bar. It's covered in chocolate. It's going to make you forget how healthy you're eating. It is going to help you maintain weight. It's going to help you lose weight. But you'll be indulging that delicious treat. All kinds of flavors to choose from. 18 amazing choices. 6 new flavors. 12 original flavors like the peanut butter brownie, the salted caramel, the toffee almond. You're going to really feel like you're eating a candy bar. And you're not going to believe how healthy you're eating. The coconut almond, for example, 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com today. Use promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. What's everybody going to be talking about this week? That's right, the storylines going into Clemson's week against Pitt Panthers. And Pitt comes to Death Valley about a 4-touchdown favorite. So there won't be a ton of focus on this team this week. This is a team that Clemson played 2 years ago in the ACC title game and demolished them then and will probably win handily on Saturday. So I don't know how much the conversation will revolve around the Pitt Panthers this week. I got a feeling much of it will continue to be what went on at Florida State over the weekend. And the players are going to speak this week, and I think the big storyline is going to be, what was it like? What did you feel when you're sitting there getting ready for a football game and 3 hours before kickoff, you're told it's not happening? And it was something that's completely out of your control, something that you didn't do anything wrong, something that really no one did wrong here, and yet you can't play. And Coach Sweeney talked about the preparation. People don't realize how hard it is to get ready for a football game. The sacrifice that these guys made practicing for the last 2 weeks, coming off that loss to Notre Dame, wanting to prove something, and then not getting the opportunity to do it. So that's going to be one of the biggest storylines this week, is coming from the players themselves. What was it like, and how in the world do you just sort of kind of put that behind you and move on? And certainly, that'll be a big story. Another one I think this week is going to be just Clemson on the football field again. I mean, we're going a long time. It's going to be 3 weeks now without seeing Clemson play a football game. as Notre Dame was the last one they played. And again, that was a loss. So there's a lot of refocus going on, but at the same time, how much practice can you go through before it starts to weigh on you mentally? I mean, I really wonder, like, Clemson's been waiting and waiting and waiting, and they're not the first team to deal with this year. We've seen teams go 3 weeks. Talk about that last week. Florida had a stretch of 3 weeks without a game. But still, that's not something football players are used to, not something they're accustomed to. And you just wonder how much that affects teams from a mental standpoint and from a physical. You know, I mean, you can rest your body to a certain degree, but at the same time, you need to be on the football field. You need to be getting real live game reps to stay sharp. So there's a lot that's going to go into the preparation for Pitt and getting over kind of this whole thing. Another storyline to keep an eye on, because again, Florida State's not going to be going away. This story is going to continue. Do we hear more from Florida State's administration? I've asked them to give more insight into the decision that was made and why it was made the way it was. I'd love to hear what the two medical staffs went over and talked about and tried to come to terms with and why it didn't work out. I don't think we're going to get that information. I think we live in too much of an era, especially in college football, where, you know, it's just better just to kind of move on. For these administrations, you know, look at the Big Ten and some of the mistakes they made, certainly by not being transparent. But regardless, transparency is not part of college football. And so I don't think you're going to get much from Florida State. But it's still something to monitor throughout the week just to see if it happens. And hopefully it does. Hopefully I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong on this. I want to know more. And I think we deserve more. I think Florida State's fans deserve more. And the ACC should say something and should do something. Because how do you cancel an entire football game? How do you halt an entire football game over something that was met, rules that were met, policies, guidelines, everything fell into place. Even though Clemson had a positive, even though that player practiced all week, still, this is a league that came together and set up its own rules. It just doesn't all add up. And I'm curious here if you get some more information out of Florida State. And of course, there'll be lots of storylines concerning things that we talked about last week, you know, Clemson's run game, Trevor Lawrence running the football, Trevor Lawrence back on the football field, just so many different things. And curious to see what you hear from the players and the coaches as they get an extra week to get better and improve. And you know what, in the long run, there's a chance we may look back on this and it just wasn't that big a deal. You know, Clemson didn't play Florida State, Clemson ends up winning the ACC, Clemson goes on the college football playoff, and the rest is history. I mean, there's potential for that being the case in this. And while that certainly is what I think a lot of people are hoping for in Clemson Nation, it's also something that they might not be hoping for in Seminole Nation, because I'm telling you, the first chance Dabo's win he gets against Florida State, I don't think it's going to be pretty. And I don't think he has anything against Mike Norvell. Don't think he's going to be going after him, but he's going to send a message to Florida State one way or another when he gets his chance. Because I've known Coach Swinney a long time. He doesn't forget these things. So while it may end up not affecting Clemson long term, it may affect Florida State down the road. And that's going to do it for this episode of Locked On Clemson Podcast. Thank you again so much for joining me at Brad Sinkoff on Twitter. Give me a follow and please hit the download button, hit the subscribe button. Let your friends and your family know about Locked On Clemson Podcast. However you listen to podcasts, pass it along. Continue to help us grow here. And we'd love to continue to bring you every day, 5 days a week. It is Clemson coverage, and that's what we're about here on the Locked On Clemson Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Take care, Clemson Nation. Talk to you on Tuesday.